in a lot of design plays, and with what Purdue's doing on defense, Tanner Mordecai's legs, big part of this game plan.
Two tight ends, Rucci and Ashcraft out there for Wisconsin. Make that three with Seagreaves. Here's the handoff. Braylon Allen on third and one, crashing into the line. Gets the first down at the seven-yard line. First down, goal to go as the Badgers now 7 out of 7 converting on third down.
Yeah, that's, you want to start fast and you want a bunch of plays converting on those third downs. It has not been smooth before tonight's game. 7 for 7 is about as good as it gets.
Skyler Bell slot right. Bryson Green wide to the right. C.J. Williams out to the left on first and goal at the 7 as penalty markers fly pre-snap.
Ball start. Offense, number 71. 5-yard penalty. First down.
They'll get Riley Molman here. Well, we go back to the point Luke Fickell was making to his team, Tausch. We touched on it before the opening kick. The more physical team wins. We talk about, you know, pretty ball, air raid, this and that. It's still about being physical, and Wisconsin is definitely winning that battle.
Always comes down to that. And tonight, you didn't wait around. You didn't wait till the third quarter. You got after him right away, and it's been showing up.
Now trying to finish this drive. First and goal at the 12. Allen in there at running back. Mordecai will get it to Braylon over the right side. Pops his way inside the 10 to the 9. And another penalty flag is thrown.
Looks Jeff like Sierensky.
Holding. Offense. Number 87. 10-yard penalty. Still first down.
They'll get Hayden Rucci here as now it's the Badgers making life difficult on themselves.
You know what? That's a hold.
You agree with that?
Yeah, that was a form tackle. It was Hayden's job to cut off that backside end. You pulled the tackle, so the defensive end is reading it, comes hard across the face, and Hayden didn't want to allow it to get into the backfield, so he tackled him. I don't know if this is the first time ever that I've agreed with a Wisconsin holding call, but that was a hold.
I'm glad I'm sitting down. Kadrin Jenkins, outside linebacker, who was banged up last week against Syracuse, just got dinged up a little bit in that last play, so he's over on the sideline. And it's still first and goal, but they're at the 22-yard line. Two receivers either side on first down for Mordecai. Looking, he's going to now run it up the middle to the 20, to the 15-yard line, and Mordecai again continues to get it done as a runner down to the 14-yard line. Nick Scorton on the tackle, second and goal at the 14.
Getting a little nervous about the hits he's taking.
He's taking a few.
I love the fact you're utilizing a skill set that he has. Running it, you're doing a lot of design draw plays, and obviously that picked up a bunch of yards. But Tanner is taking, they're getting after him, they're hitting him hard. That's a slide.
7 carries for 34 yards for Mordecai. Allen in there to the right of the QB. Hayden Rucci in motion left to right. And second down, goal to go. Mordecai hands it to Allen over the left side to the 10. Allen to the 5. Allen to the end zone. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Braylon Allen takes it in from 14 yards away. And it's 20-3, Wisconsin.
Man, was that beautiful. Pulled right guard, pulled right tackle. Kick out. And then Braylon saw the hole, burst through it, and then didn't let a shoestring tackle at the end of it. He made sure he picked his feet up. That was executed at a very high level. Great job by the guys up front.
Wisconsin Badgers offense, oh, so impressive here in the first half tonight. Nathaniel Vakos on for the PAT, and the hole to Gavin Myers. The kick is in the air, and the kick is good. Scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 16 plays, 75 yards, took 8 minutes and 41 seconds. Little old school march for the Wisconsin Badgers. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 6:36 left of the first half. Wisconsin 21, Purdue 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisor Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Favic Cat provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Favic Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FavicCat.com or call your local Favic Cat store for more information. Favic Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Braylon Allen with a 14-yard touchdown run. 21-3, Wisconsin leads Purdue. 6.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Before the Badgers kick off, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Badgers in control. That's a great start. 21-3. Long way to go, though. 6:36 left in the first half as we throw it downstairs again to Patrick.
We've talked earlier this season how finishing has been a priority for this team, and that takes different forms. One way it's finishing the fourth quarter finishing. Also could be finishing a drive, and that's something we've seen this year's Badgers really excel at. They're now 15 for 15 on scoring trips to the red zone with 12 touchdowns and 3 field goals. Last week against Georgia Southern, a perfect 5-for-5 on touchdowns in the red zone. Again, they've done it 3-for-3 here tonight, including that last drive, even more impressive. When they got backed up, first and goal at the 22, this team has an edge towards finishing, and maybe all that offseason talk is helping in that category.
All right, Jack Van Dyke set to kick off. Yeah, those 12 touchdowns in his 15 red zone trips. That really gets your attention as Van Dyke with his high end-over-end kick and his sail into the end zone untouched for the touchback. And the Boilermakers will start at their 25-yard line.
Yeah, really impressive. Obviously, 16 plays, 75 yards, 8 minutes and 41 seconds. This is not an operation that cares a bunch about time of possession, but you know who does love that? The defense. And now you get that lead. Now you can go hunt. You can go after. They're going to think they're going to be throwing the football. But to overcome the false start and the holding penalty and get in and go score a touchdown, big-time finish by the offense from Wisconsin there.
And Hudson Card leads the offense back out there. Devin Mockabee, the running back. Two receivers right, one on the left. Card back to throw. Under pressure, James Thompson Jr. And C.J. Getz just bursting into the backfield for the sack. They'll mark at the 17-yard line, loss of 8.
You just keep seeing Thompson showing up. And you saw it out in Pullman. You've seen it, and that confidence continues to grow. He just has him one-on-one and whooped his guy, got into the backfield. A little bit of help from Getz, getting him down, putting him in a long second down position.
Josh Kaltenberger is the center now for the Boilermakers. Gus Hardwick got the start. Seen his first action since last season. Kaltenberger is in there now. On second down and long, Card back to throw. Badgers sending four. Card throws over the middle, and that's caught by Max Clare. He got hit right away by Jordan Turner across the 25-yard line to the 26 of Purdue to bring up third down and 9 for the Boilermakers. 5:42 left in the half. 21-3 Wisconsin. They actually placed it at the 25 of Purdue, so make it third and 10.
Didn't look like their tight end was all that interested. He had a little sandwich action with Turner and Chaney bringing it to him, getting him down right away.
Sheffield slot left, Clair slot right on third down and 10. Snapped a card. Pressure up the middle from Jordan Turner. Card gets away, and he'll pull it down across 25, cutting right 30-yard line. James Thompson Jr. drives into the turf at the 33 of Purdue. It's fourth down and 2, and Ryan Walters will send on the punting team. You're wondering about this. Purdue has, among other things, struggled mightily converting in short yardage situations. And you're thinking he would gamble there. We'll see if they try something funky on the punt, like, but they just have not been good in short yardage this year.
And Wisconsin kept the defense out there. They're thinking the same thing you are, Matt. This is a gimmick time.
Ansel, the punter, steps up. Kick is away. End over end. DK signals for the fair catch, and he'll make it at about the 26-yard line in Wisconsin territory. That was a 42-yard punt. Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive, available in stores and online. To revive like a badger, check out MuellerRevive.com. 4:39 left of the first half. Wisconsin 21, Purdue 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need, so you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis for the offseason, through the regular season, and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 4:39 left in the half. Wisconsin 21, Purdue 3.
What outfit has this guy got on down here kicking? It looks like Ronald McDonald and Big Bird, kind of a combo platter. Running around. What are we doing out here? They're running around kicking field goals. I'll tell you what, it was entertaining for us, and it was also entertaining to watch Thompson there on that last drive. Yeah, we've talked a lot about him. I think he's emerging, and talking to Coach Scruggs, the D-line coach, he likes what Thompson has been doing, and that drive was a great kind of characterization of his growth. Makes the sack, and then they pick up a first down if he's not hustling. He hustles back after a card eludes the pass rush, hustles down and forces a punt. And in a game like this, it's 21-3. This is where you go for throats. And Wisconsin's offense is right there to step on it. And Thompson was able to hustle, get Purdue off the field. And now Wisconsin starts where? At the 25, with a chance to really blow this thing open.
190 yards of offense for Wisconsin, 97 for Purdue. So you're saying be your timeout if they asked you to do something like that? You wouldn't do that?
You throw footballs around. This guy just got done sprinting. I imagine his quad, sprinting around, kicking field goals fast. Then he's dressed in like I don't know what kind of outfit that was. Looks like one of those pajama bottom where you got the shoes, the socks in it.
See what you get to view now on the road in the Big Ten against Tausch?
But it's plush. It looked very comfortable.
Beautiful thing. Chez Malusi in there at running back on first down. Mordecai, little option it looked like. He's going to keep it, turn it, and pay for it. Gets in at about the 28-yard line. Sanusi Kane, Dylan Thieneman out of the secondary on the tackle. Gain of 3, 2nd and 7. Badgers at their 28.
We joke a lot about the bye week coming at a perfect time. Well, Tanner Mordecai's taking some hits. He has been great running the football. They're just a sprint left option And he decided to turn it up, which was the right read. And Purdue decided, hey, we're going to keep hitting you. And I love Tanner's toughness here. He's taking a lot of hits.
Skylar Bell, slot to the right for the Badger 28-yard line. Second down and seven. Snap back to Mordecai. Looking again, little step to his left to get some space. Throws to his right, and that's Bryson Green up across the 30-yard line. Marquise Wilson will stop the progress at the 32 of Wisconsin to bring up third down and three.
Really impressed there. Again, the O-line does a really nice job of giving Tanner plenty of time. He thought about running, and it's almost like he put his plant leg in the ground, his front foot in the ground to stop, and then wung it. A really nice job there by Tanner.
Yeah, Michael Furtney, the right guard, coming up a little bit early.
A little jumpy out here in West Lafayette today.
Yeah. This would cost Wisconsin 5 yards.
Full start. Offense, number 79. 5 yard penalty. It's third down.
It was actually, I think, on Michael.
Yeah, Jack is sitting there like, don't be giving me that false start.
We'll give Jack a break there.
if you don't jump and they call it on you, you don't want to sell out your buddy, but you also, I don't want that on my stat line.
So they get third down and eight for the Badgers at their 27-yard line. See if they can keep his third down conversion streak going. I have to work for it. Will Pauling slot left, Skylar Bell slot right, Ches Malusi in there at running back. In the Wisconsin 27-yard line, third down and eight. Mordecai calls for the ball, gets the snap from Bordellini. Tanner looking, fires to the left. That is caught by Will Pauling, and he will fight for the first down, and he will get it. He outfights Markevious Brown. He caught it at the 34. He needed the 35. He took it to the 36. First down, Wisconsin, with 3 minutes left in the half.
One of the things you won't notice, that was a great effort by Pauling. He was stopped short, got it. But the wide receivers on the other side, I think it was Skylar Bell, pointing out, hey, blitz coming from this side. Tanner sees it, was able to make that adjustment and make the throw. Great effort by all the wideouts on that play.
2:43 left in the half, 21-3 Wisconsin with the Badgers 36-yard line, first and 10. Mordecai fakes the handoff to Malusi. Shot play right side, and it is incomplete. Intended for Skylar Bell. Oh, it looked like a beautiful pass, but Bell could not bring it into the 25-yard line on the near side. Second down and 10, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin pulled their linemen, showed run. Mordecai saw something he liked, and I think he dropped that right in the bucket for Skylar. Let's see. Yep. Yeah, right there. Skylar had a step and a half. Mordecai put it right out there, and it just out of Skylar's hand. Beautiful throw there by Tanner Mordecai.
Stops the clock with 2:33 left in the half. Second down and 10 for the Badgers at their 36-yard line. Bell slot right, Bryson Green wide to the right. Two out to the left as well. And a delay of game here.
5 yard penalty, second down.
The Badgers have become penalty plagued here. It hasn't hurt them so far tonight, but kind of playing with fire there. Second down and 15 Badgers at their 31-yard line.
That's something you don't think happens. All this tempo and getting up to the line of scrimmage. But that's what you take a big shot down the field and a disappointment sometimes takes a little time to get back in, get everything settled. And you're saying it. So far, though, even with all the penalties, the holds and the false starts, Wisconsin has been able to overcome all of it and continue to be perfect on third down.
8 for 8. There's Mordecai swinging it left. Malusi the catch, and he got hit right away by Alessandro at the 30-yard line. And now Purdue will burn a timeout as the Badgers will be facing a third down at about 16 yards to go. First charge timeout for the Boilermakers with 2:26 left in the half. 21-3 Wisconsin. As we will hold it here. TV will go to a break, but I believe we have used all of our first half commercial opportunities. 2:29 left in the first half, 21-3 Wisconsin leading Purdue.
But you just look at how this first half has went, and I've been really impressed with Tanner Mordecai all season. I thought what he did out in Washington State, that third quarter and fourth quarter, and the leadership that he's shown. But tonight, you're seeing a whole nother level. You know, what he's been with his decision-making, and obviously it's been really impressive what he's done with his legs, but that last play, he keeps his eyes down the field. He keeps his shoulders square to the line of scrimmage so he can make those throws, and he just you're seeing that dynamic playmaking ability that he's had. You're seeing it in all different phases tonight for this Wisconsin Badgers.
And we've talked about the Badgers' ability to convert on third down, 8 for 8. We put all that together. They've doubled up Purdue in plays run, 36 to 18. More than doubled them up in total offense, 205 to 97.
Yeah, that's been the thing, because you know, we talk a lot about all of this starting fast and, you know, getting Braylon going and getting the ball to the wideouts more. You have to run plays. You have to get plays. And that was one of the things. It just been way too inconsistent tonight. Right from the jump, you get that first down. I'm really convinced you get that. And everybody can just take a breath. And then you just start feeling it. And when Patrick was talking about the O-line feeling it coming off on the sideline, they feed off of that. Because O-linemen, we think a lot. And when you're out there on the field and, oh, what this just happened. Oh, this. But when it's the other way, you start feeling it the other way. You start thinking great things. And we've seen that the line of scrimmage, I don't know, Mordecai's been taking hits, but it's 10 yards down the field after he's running. His pockets have been very clean when he's had all kinds of time. And matter of fact, he's been scrambling because he's had so much time. Wisconsin's group up front has been the story of this first half for me.
When he throws, Mordecai is 10 out of 14 for 73 yards. And again, a lot of guys getting involved. Seven different receivers, led by C.J. Williams with three catches. Well, the Badgers have their work cut out for them to convert here. We mentioned they're 8 for 8 on third down. They have a third and 16 right now at their 30-yard line.
What do you think of this DJ club feel that they got here? They dim the lights, flashing, and I kind of like it. The stadium looks it. You get that energy. I can understand why Purdue likes doing this.
Do you like dimming the lights, kind of giving it that strobe feel?
Yeah, it gets that little strobe feel. I feel like I should grab a bowling ball and head out and see where my bowling game is at. There is something about this place. For me, one of my favorite games I ever played at Wisconsin was here, and one of the more meaningful ones. I just had great vibes coming over here today.
The 99 game, Ron Dayne all but sealed his Heisman Trophy winning season.
Not a big fan of that horn, though, that train horn that they got.
Well, you're doubting the largest drum. Well, at least you like the lights.
I do like the lights.
There you go. Three receivers left, one on the right. Mordecai back to throw, looking. He'll pull it down, 30, weaving right, 35. Mordecai up across the 40-yard line and up to the 43, and that's going to be about 3 or 4 yards shy, depending on the spot. As the Boilermakers, looks like they'll use their second timeout with 2:15 remaining.
Again, the protection and what I've really loved, my guy Bortolini, I just love how he's playing tonight. They're putting a guy right on him. And from a center standpoint, typically pass blocking's fun because you can go chip people and you don't have anybody over the top of you. They're saying man up, and what Wisconsin's doing is saying, we're going to let our guards go help our tackles. We think Tanner Bortolini's going to hold up, and he has. That protection has been so good. I would like to see it. I am not a helicopter parent by any stretch. I want you being aggressive. I want you going for first downs, but hey, Mordecai, let's get down in those positions.
Yeah.
Because he continues. There was a case he wasn't getting the first down. Love that competitive spirit, but I don't want to see him keep taking all these hits.
Yeah, got a long way to go in the season. Badgers punting for the first time tonight. Atticus Bertram is on for Wisconsin. Line of scrimmage, the 42 of the Badgers, where it's fourth down and 4. Snap to Bertram's, penalty markers fly and hold everything.
Snapped. Full start. Offense, number 86. 5-yard penalty. Fourth down.
That's going to be the 7th penalty against Wisconsin in this first half for 45 yards.
Not typical of what Wisconsin's doing. And again, coaches, if you could throw up 21, you have a lead like this, you always want coaching points. This has been a very sloppy half, but it's been impressive what Wisconsin's been able to overcome with all that slop.
DJ Sheffield is deep for Purdue at the Boilermakers 27-yard line, and now a timeout taken by Luke Fickell. As the Badgers Well, they haven't punted all night, so they're just trying to get that squared away here.
Well, and Purdue overloaded. They went and put a bunch of cats over on the left side of Wisconsin's formation. Luke Fickell, here's the deal here. You're sitting here 2:15, up 18. Hey, we don't take those timeouts. Don't need to fly home with you. Use it. Make sure you're short up, because the last thing you want to do here is have some communication errors or something, letting a special teams play spark this Purdue team, because right now all the momentum is with the Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, you want to keep it that way, because the Badgers will get the kickoff to start the second half. See, they like Sweet Caroline here too, Tosh. Well,
that's a great song.
Yeah.
Now they should have the lighting system going with Sweet Caroline too.
Badger fans chiming in. All right, here we go. Snap to Atticus Bertrams, and the kick is away. Sheffield racing to his left, lets it hit inside the 20, inside the 15, inside the 10. Vinny Anthony, Peter Bouton have it surrounded, and that is well done from Bertrams. They'll kill it at the 3-yard line, a 60-yard punt from the freshman. Atticus, after a shaky first game, has picked it up here in the last couple. Averaging about 41 per, and that certainly helped it right there as the Boilermakers start at their 3-yard line.
Well, now that changes the whole complexion of this. Purdue used its timeouts. You got 2 minutes and 2 seconds left. You're pinned down at the 3. Now Wisconsin thinks, let's get a stop in, get the ball back. Purdue's still going to be curious how aggressive they're going to be with Wisconsin dominating the line of scrimmage the way they have here. I think I'm going to call turnover coming here, Matt.
There you go. I like it. Badgers have 2 timeouts available. Burks in motion to the right, back to throw. Card throwing incomplete as he was pressured in the backfield by Darryl Peterson. As Card was able to get outside the pocket and get the pass beyond the line of scrimmage, thus avoiding the safety.
Pretty tight pocket. I actually think there was a receiver in the area, too, so I'm not going to get too upset about it, but nice job by Peterson just getting back. They're making him get rid of it quick.
On the 3-yard line of Purdue, Hudson, Card, and Company, a second down and 10, a minute 57 left in the half. 21-3, Wisconsin leading the Purdue Boilermakers. Two receivers right, one on the left. A handoff into the line. Tyrone Tracy up across the 5-yard line and up near the 10. Darryl Peterson drives him into the turf. They'll mark at the 9 on a gain of 6. Third down and 4 for the Boilermakers. Clock running, a minute 40 left in the first half. Big third down here. 3 receivers right, 1 on the left. Clock running, a minute 30 left in the first half. Now it's Purdue kind of bleeding the clock a little bit. Play clock is at 13. Card takes, back to throw, 4-man rush, a throw over the middle. That's caught by Burks, first down across the 20 and up to the 25-yard line. Alexander Smith, Hunter Waller on the stop. First down for the Boilermakers with a minute 15 left in the half. Clock does stop on first downs in the final 2 minutes of each half. Now it runs, minute 13 remaining. Card back to throw, 4-man rush. Card under pressure, throws to the left. That's caught by Tracy, and he is smacked right away by Alexander Smith at the 33-yard line. Timeout Purdue, and that's the final timeout for the Boilermakers. It was a gain of 8 to the 33 of Purdue. It's second down and 2.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with how that all played out. I was wondering, as Luke Fickell, I was watching him. He was over by the ref on that prior to that third down. And I like the fact, because you'd have 2 timeouts. If you did stop him there, you would have been able to get the ball back and have another timeout. Purdue picked it up. Nicely done. But right there, good pressure on the quarterback. And again, you give up 7 or 8 underneath, but a sure tackle right after. I really think the tackling in this half, it's been the best we've seen all season. And that's why you're seeing as much success as we've seen in this first half.
It's one of the things he was talking about last week, too, with the turnovers. He just liked the way that they tackled, how they leveraged the ball. A couple areas he wasn't thrilled with in the first 2 games. So getting a little bit better each week. Still work to be done. 105 left of the first half. 21-3 Wisconsin. Second down and 2 for the Boilermakers at their 33-yard line. Gus Hartwig back in there at center, by the way, for the Boilermakers. Card takes a snap. Badgers sending 4. Card looks, throws to the right, and that is almost intercepted. Jordan Turner Ooh, got his mitts on it, could not gather it near the 45-yard line. A near turnover there. It ends up incomplete with 1 minute left in the first half.
Oh, right through his hands. That really good drop on the zone there, reading the quarterback's eyes. Let's see it. Get him. Give another shot.
On the 33 of Purdue, third down and two. 1 minute left, first half. Badgers up by 18. Slot right, slot left. Hard gets them organized with a play clock down to five. Hard takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking under pressure to his right. Got away from one, gets away from two. Run down by C.J. Getz, and that'll be a first down for Hudson Card with a yard to spare. 49 seconds left in the first half. First and 10, Purdue, at its own 36-yard line. Clock running, 48 seconds left in the half. Snap to Card, four-man Wisconsin rush. Card looks, drops it off right side. Dylan Downing to catch. The 40-yard line races to the boundary, gets there. Jake Chaney forcing the issue at the 41-yard line of Purdue. Gain of five. It'll stop the clock with 37 seconds left in the half.
Card's a heck of an athlete. He has done a really good job of avoiding some of these rushes and some of these hits. Arrow's a nice job of eluding some of that rush and was able to get rid of it.
TJ Sheffield, slot to the left, second down and five Boilermakers at their 41-yard line. Card gets the snap. Andrews trying to bring a little heat up the middle. Hit as he throws left side, and that is caught by Deion Burks. Ricardo Holman on the stop. Good boys from Card. He comes limping a bit up to the line of scrimmage. 31 seconds left in the half.
Chaney got cut by the running back, but popped back up, and he is the reason he's limping.
From the 45 of Wisconsin, Card to throw. Left side toss, and it's incomplete. In traffic, coverage from Wohler and Alexander Smith. It was intended for Deion Burks. Second and 10 for the Wisconsin 45 with 21 seconds left in the half. 21-3 Wisconsin.
Smith did a really nice job of reading it and then just kind of sitting back into his spot and was able to tip it before. Yeah, nice little job of tipping that football, not allowing Purdue to complete it.
Kurt Neal, Darian Varner on the defensive line. Caden Johnson.
We'll take five.
Setting up the defense, but in the meantime, Deion Burks was a solid 3 or 4 minutes ahead of the snap there. The Badgers will gladly take that penalty, the false start. Now Purdue has it at the 50. You have Jeff Petroski and Caden Johnson in there at the outside linebacker spots, or at least you did, and now Caden comes out. Badgers have their dollar package, three safeties out there right now. T.J. Sheffield, slot left, motions right, snap to Card. Badgers rush four. Card with a tight pocket, looking for room. Angles left, 45 to the 40. Card down near the 35 of Wisconsin. Jake Chaney brought him down at the 36. A yard short, 8 seconds left in the half. Clock running, they have no timeouts. 5 seconds left in the half. They're going to run the play. Card looking to throw. Sets, fires, deep, right side, and it is intercepted at the goal line by Wisconsin. They wanted a penalty. They didn't get it. The Badgers get the pick at the end of the first half. It was intended for Jaden Dixon Veal, but intercepted at the end of the first half, and the Badgers will go into the locker room leading by 18 points. As coming up with it for Wisconsin was Ricardo Holman with the INT. What a first half for Luke Fickell's Badgers here tonight. We are halfway through. Badger football brought to you by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at buildingwisconsintogether.com. Our score at the half, Wisconsin 21, Purdue 3. Coming up, Mike Keller has our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wrigley, Wrigley, Shop the Pig! With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to... deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Setter was early in this one. Purdue began the game with the ball. They went three and out, and then Wisconsin went eight plays, 62 yards for a touchdown. Braylon Allen with the first two downhill runs, and then Tanner Mordecai on a third and four from the 14 carried it in for a touchdown. Purdue went five plays and minus a yard and a punt on their second possession, only 19 yards on the punt, and the Badgers turned that around off of a reverse pass by Will Pauling, who was under pressure but stayed with it, avoided the rush, and then threw to Tanner Mordecai for a gain of 20. Mordecai would later score again on the ground, 6 yards, and the Badgers led it 14-0. Purdue then had their lone scoring drive, 8 plays, 58 yards for a field goal before Wisconsin went on an epic 16-play, 75-yard drive that took 8:41, and that's the 21-3 lead at the break for Wisconsin. 217 yards for the Badgers, 163 for Purdue. 8 of 9 on third downs for the Badgers. Purdue was 0 for their first 7 on third downs. They converted the last two, but they turned it over on the last play of the first half on an interception. At the break, it is Wisconsin 21 and Purdue 3. We'll continue on our American Family Insurance Halftime Report. Right after this, we'll look at other scores from across the country. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, Do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 59. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 78. Cloudy skies. Lows level off around 56. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Another day without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
We continue at Ross-Ade Stadium as Purdue is again showing off the world's biggest drum. At halftime, it's Wisconsin 21 and Purdue 3. A scoreboard update brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. No other college Big Ten games going on, or top 25 for that matter, so I'll give you this update from Major League Baseball. The Cubs won this afternoon, but that's not the story. The Brewers lead in Miami 16-0 in the sixth inning. A Brewers win clinches a playoff spot. Their magic number to win the division would be at 1, so a win or a Cubs loss tomorrow would solidify that. Christian Yelich, who's missed a bunch of games lately with a bad back, is 3-for-4. He scored 4 runs. He's got 5 runs batted in on the night, so I guess a pretty good night for Christian Yelich as he returns back to the Brewers lineup. Corbin Burns has allowed just 2 hits and no runs. It is the Brewers 16 and Miami nothing, and as I said, the Cubs got beat this afternoon. In Big Ten play tomorrow, it's all on the Saturday action in the Big Ten, and it includes a pretty good matchup out of conference with number 6 Ohio State on the road at number 9 Notre Dame. 24th ranked Iowa undefeated. They're 3-0 on the road at 7th ranked Penn State. That game is a 6:30 kick tomorrow night in Happy Valley. Number 24 Iowa at Penn State. Minnesota will play at Northwestern. Jesse Temple will join me when we come back for another look at the first half. At the break, it is Wisconsin leading Purdue 21-3. Our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey. I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
We continue on the Halftime Report presented by American Family Insurance. Mike Heller in the broadcast booth at West Lafayette, Indiana. Jesse Temple of The Athletic joins me. The Badgers lead 21-3. We talked pregame, Jesse, about Wisconsin needing to get off to better starts. Well, it doesn't get any better than what they did in the first quarter here.
That is the best version of Wisconsin's offense we have seen in a first half by far this season. It was absolutely tremendous, and one of the things that stands out most is how good they were converting on third downs. It's something that Luke Fickell talked about earlier in the week. They were 104th in the country coming into the game, and they started 8 for 8.
Yeah, and at the end of the first quarter, Tanner Mordecai was the leading rusher, the leading thrower, and the leading receiver. That is a statistical anomaly. But he hasn't run the ball a ton, and tonight it was part of the design.
I have to imagine that Wisconsin's coaches watched what Syracuse did against Purdue in that victory and saw that the Syracuse quarterback ran for 195 yards and realized there were going to be some openings for Tanner. So he's certainly been able to take advantage of it, and you saw the mobility that he has on both of those touchdown runs early in the game.
Not to be lost, on the first couple of plays of the game, Wisconsin ran downhill at the Purdue defense with Braylon Allen. It looked like some early punishing runs, but then they really kind of spread it out and did what Wisconsin offense does.
This is what Wisconsin wants to do. You got to block well, protect your quarterback. I know there have been some penalty issues that the Badgers want to clean up, but you establish it early like you're talking about. Mike Braylon has back-to-back 5-yard runs, and the run helps open up the pass, and so I don't know if they could be much happier than what they got out of those first three drives.
Yeah, and I imagine if they're talking about one thing negative at the half, it is pre-snap penalties. They had a couple of holdings that backed them up, but they had a first and goal that backed up to the 22 yard line, and then they converted. That's talking about finishing in a different way.
These players have said for a couple of weeks now that they felt as though they were close. Now it showed in the third quarter. It hadn't shown in the first half, and this is really where you're starting to see the Badgers offense click. And obviously this is just one game against a Purdue team that's 1-2, but I think this could bode very well for what we're going to see over the next 8+ weeks in Big Ten play.
Jesse, a couple of final thoughts here. One, the Badgers will start the third quarter with the football. What do you hope to see? What do you expect to see as they get started in the third?
Well, I think the plan for the Badgers would be to keep this thing rolling. As we talked about from the outset, Mike, they've outscored opponents 48-7 in the third quarter. So if you could do that and establish it, really put your foot down and put this game away, that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, and this is into a bye week. This is about as good as you could have hoped for coming in for Luke Fickell, Phil Longo, and Mike Tressel, for that matter.
They have to feel good about it, but now they have to close it out.
Yeah, very good. Jesse Temple of The Athletic joining me at the half. We played 30 minutes. It is Wisconsin 21, rather, and Purdue 3. Coming up next on our American Family Insurance Halftime Report, a look at the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. Shop
the bin! All Badger football fans 12 years or younger, would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers! Wiggly, wiggly.
Shop the Pig!
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Now with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
21-3, Wisconsin leads Purdue at the half. The Badgers will get the ball first in the second half, but before they do, Patrick Herb caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
A lot of talk all week about starting fast. How do you think your team started that half?
We did a good job, you know. Offense obviously set the tone a little bit for us. We got some three and outs defensively, but we gotta come back out the second half, play ball.
We've been talking all half on the broadcast about the offensive line dominating the line of scrimmage. You talked about physicality. Did they measure up to what you were hoping?
Yeah. We got to clean some things up. We put ourselves in some tough situations with a few too many penalties. But they definitely, I think, have done a really good job in the first half at controlling the line of scrimmage.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Good luck second half.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. The first half stats are presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group, buildingwisconsintogether.com. Tanner Mordecai, 10 of 14 through the air, 73 yards. Tanner Mordecai, 9 carries for 49 yards. 1 reception for 19 yards for Mordecai. Braylon Alano, 8 totes for 45. Malusi, 5 for 31. Hudson Card, 11 for 17 for 78 yards. Badgers, 8 out of 9, Tausch, converting on third down.
Yeah, I just love Coach's talk with Patrick there. 21-3, and I legit love the fact that it's, yeah, that's great, but clean this up. That's the mentality you want. That first half went about as well as you could hope. There were some penalties. You have to clean things up, but that 8-for-9 and the amount of plays that you get because you're 8-for-9 on third down, that's what you were looking for. And I know as coaches, you're always looking for things to clean up, but you're also super excited when you know you're getting through to your guys. And this first half, they hear all the same stuff that we do with starting slow and all that. When you can do what they did, that means you're getting through to them. And as a coach, man, that makes you feel good. So now, all right, we've been really good in the third quarter, 48-7, everything else. Let's do it again. Make it a full-on game, and then that confidence can continue to build.
And not to be lost in this was Ricardo Holman getting that interception at the goal line on the final play of the half. I mean, at Purdue, you know, finds a way to get a Hail Mary touchdown at the end of the half. Who knows? Maybe the pendulum swings, but Holman got the INT. All right, Tausch, you're taking it in here the first time in many a year being at Ross-Age Stadium. They had a salute to Yacht Rock at halftime, and I'm stunned. You're not familiar with Yacht Rock?
I am not. So I love SiriusXM, big fan of Pop Rocks,
yeah,
which I believe is Channel 12. But Yacht Rock, that sounds kind of that hoity-toity. That sounds more LePay-ish to me than Old T.
Well, Heller's all over it, too, though.
I can see that. That's you guys are boat guys.
Little Christopher Cross, little Seals and Cross, little River Band. You know, just kind of that mellow,
that
you know.
Bougie, you know, sipping your wine with your pinky out and telling people to bring you finger sandwiches. Yeah, I could see you guys both being yachts.
Yeah, and like you know what? When we would ask for that, you know, we would get the fingers.
Oh, I know
we
you would.
Yes, I know how that works. So I'm glad I could enlighten you you know.
Yeah, Yachty Rock. So what station is that? What number?
I can't remember what number it is, but I'm sure somebody will at
when I want to feel older than I already do, I'm going to make sure I tune that station in and make sure I enjoy Yachty Rock. But I have thoroughly enjoyed this first half of football. It's been it felt like the third quarters have been, and you just feel the energy that this group and the confidence that they're playing with. Now it's validation time. This is where you need to really pick it up, because you know Purdue, they're feeling like Wisconsin felt earlier in this season coming out of the half.
Yep, keep that going here. 21-3 Wisconsin. Caleb Krockover is set to kick off. Shimray DK, Vinny Anthony are deep for Wisconsin. And the kick is in the air, steered it toward TK. And Jim will catch right side at the goal line to the 5, 10, DK 15, up across the 20, cutting left, 25, slips a tackle, shoots it between the hash marks across the 30 and driven down near the 35-yard line. They'll mark at the 34, and a nice return for Shimray DK. The second half is underway.
Nifty return there. Anytime it goes into the end zone, you're thinking, all right, just take it at the 25, let's move forward. But Jim decided, I'm going to send a spark just like to start the game. Our kickoff team sent a little message to Purdue, pinning them inside the 20. Now Jim does it, getting us outside the 30, about the 34-yard line to get this drive started.
Mordecai brings him out there. Braylon Allen will line up to his left. Will Pauling slot left. Shimray DK wide to the left. Bryson Green to the right. Tight end Hayden Rucci in the slot. First down handoff. Braylon Allen got hit behind the line of scrimmage, trying to muscle his way for a yard. And that's about all he'll get. Nick Scorton gets in there defensively, along with Isaac Nichols on the defensive line. Gain of one, a hard yard for Allen. Second down coming up.
Kind of the first time that we saw a little bit of penetration. You can tell you, Purdue probably got their tails yelled at a little bit in the locker room. They're coming out with a little bit of energy. Pulled Jack Nelson there. It ended up getting bubbled back because there was a little penetration in the middle.
Three receivers right, one on the left. Snap to Mordecai on second and nine. Quick shot right side. Caught by Pauling, and he got popped right away by Marquise Wilson at the 39-yard line. Gain of four. Third down and five for the Badgers.
Now the question is, can you keep that momentum going? The third downs have been so good. 8 of 9 in the first half. That's been a struggle point. Here's where you set the tone for how you're going to play this second half.
Well, the 39 of Wisconsin, third down and five. Pauling, Rucci, and DK to the left. Green to the right. Mordecai takes. He'll hand it to Braylon off the right side. First down and more. 45-50. Along the numbers. Breaks a tackle. He's to the 40. Allen to the 30. Foot race to the end zone. Allen tripped up inside the 10-yard line. Touchdown saving tackle by Kadron Jenkins. But Braylon Allen with a big run. First and goal for Wisconsin.
Tone setter. That's what we're talking about. It's third four. You decide to go with the run game. Get Braylon Allen off the right side. Nice job by Malman. That was stopped right around the first down, and all of a sudden Braylon shoots out of there and picks up, almost got all the way home.
52 yards for Braylon Allen. Now the Badgers with Jackson Aker in the backfield along with Allen on first down, goal to go. Mordecai takes the handoff and flips it to the left. That's Aker at the near the 5-yard line. Gets taken down by Botros Alessandro. Jackson Aker, the redshirt sophomore out of Verona. Gain of about three on the play to the 6. Second down and goal for Wisconsin.
Yeah, you get Mordecai out in space. You kind of decided to leak Aker back out to the left. You sold the run for Braylon. Two-way go there, putting a lot of pressure on the defense. That pretty well.
Allen to the left of the quarterback on second and goal. Mordecai looks to throw, looks right, looks left, pulls it down, angles left. Mordecai to the 5. Mordecai racing to the chalk and is out of bounds at about the 2-yard line for its third and goal. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers.
Really good decision there by Tanner. Again, the protection held up for a long time. You're thinking 2-3 seconds is typically what the normal cadence would be on a protection scheme. Wisconsin's O-line gave 4-5 seconds there. Tanner didn't see it, didn't force it, was able to go pick up a couple yards, setting up here at 3rd and 2.
Will Pauling starts in motion left, comes back the other way. Mordecai back to throw under pressure, throws it away, incomplete. They got heat on the quarterback, and a penalty mark, 2 penalty markers fly in the end zone. And we'll get this sorted out. 11:49 left in the third quarter, 21-3 Wisconsin.
Are they going to try to go grounding, or is there a pass interference? He was not out of the pocket.
There were receivers there, but it was way over their heads. Well, let's see. Let's find out together.
There are no foul or offensive pass interference number 87 because the pass was deemed uncatchable. Intentional grounding, offense number 8. While he placed the spot in the foul, he's lost a down.
That was well over their heads, so normally it's like when in question, you assume it's catchable, but that there was no question. So the Badgers will send on Nathaniel Vakos for his first field goal try in a couple of weeks, as a matter of fact. He is 4-for-4 this season. Hit one from 49 yards away at Washington State 13 days ago. This will be a 33-yard try, a little bit left of center. Peter Bowden snaps, Gavin Myers will hold. And penalty markers fly, pre-snap, and again, Wisconsin is jumpy here. This will be the ninth penalty against Wisconsin tonight.
False start. Offense number 78. 5-yard penalty. Start down.
So add a little bit of distance for Vakos. Looking at a 38-yard try. Transfer from Ohio University. So they'll line it up from 38 yards away.